It's June 2022 and this is video number 311, all since March 2020, which is why I look and feel so old. Politicians, journalists, social scientists, masochists and communists talk about social credit as if it were a good thing. "I don't know what all the fuss is about," said one. "It won't be so bad. In fact, if you behave yourself, it'll be a good thing." A TV program in the United States stated that social credit pushes people to become better citizens. "You're not going to be punished if you haven't done anything wrong," they said, ignoring the fact that it's the government that decides the definition of wrong. Well, if you're a fan of totalitarianism or communism, then I suppose social credit is a good thing. Social credit's a scheme designed to enable governments to control their citizens. Every new law and rule ties into the social credit system, which is now clearly the way in which the Great Reset will be turned into practical reality. It's government policy everywhere to exhaust their citizens with a constant barrage of new rules and regulations, which, being backed by force, have the power of law. Social credit's here and it's growing by the minute. Take a look at precisely how social credit operates in China. The social credit system set up in China was officially introduced in 2014, though it was planned many years before that and given approval back at the beginning of the 21st century when Shanghai introduced a credit system designed to assess eligibility for loans in much the same way as been done in the West for many years. What's been happening since 2014 has been happening very quickly. The idea of the system is that information about every individual will be collected together from all possible sources: schools, workplaces, banks, doctor surgeries, hospitals, police, libraries, supermarkets, internet platforms, travel companies, closed circuit television cameras using facial recognition software, and so on. Recognition software can identify people by the way they walk. Smart meters installed in private homes will tell the authorities what time you get up, what time you eat, what you eat, when you go to the loo and when you go to bed. If you get a speeding fine or a parking ticket, the details of that will be recorded too. In the Chinese city of Rongcheng, there's a comprehensive grading system which obtains information from 142 different government departments, with hundreds of positive and negative factors being used to create a final score. The information collected is used to compensate and reward those considered to be model citizens and to punish those regarded as transgressors. The social credit system is designed to enable the authorities to name and shame according to behaviour. There are several systems in different Chinese provinces, but social credit ratings are measured with a simple point system, with, for example, all citizens starting off with 1,000 points and then losing points whenever they misbehave. A citizen's rating will determine whether he or she is rewarded or punished. The goal of the system is to provide the government with a general assessment of each individual citizen's trustworthiness. Good citizens who've obeyed instructions and behaved impeccably will be rewarded in many ways, such as by being allowed to travel, use a public library, rent bicycles, or borrow money, and by being entitled to send their children to better schools to obtain a better quality of health care, or to apply for and be given better jobs. Buying green vegetables, sensible clothing and nappies will all boost a citizen's rating. Buy sensible work shoes with good soles and a long life potential and your rating will rise. Those who praise the government will see their rating improve. Those who report citizens who've criticised the government or any part of it will be rewarded for their loyalty to the state. If you donate blood, perform charitable works and praise the government regularly on social media, you will be rewarded. Bad citizens who've shown themselves to be rebellious, deceitful or disobedient in any way will be punished by being named and shamed on the internet and elsewhere, and by being denied access to travel, hotels, restaurants, good schools, good hospitals and good jobs. Bad citizens may also be banned from entering shopping malls or food stores and may therefore be denied access to food. What else makes you a bad citizen? Well, buying chocolates, alcohol or frivolous clothing will damage your rating, as will playing games on the internet. Buy a pair of high heel shoes or inappropriately expensive trainers and you'll lose points. If your home's not considered energy compliant, you'll be punished. If Chinese citizens write or say something rude about their government, they'll lose points. Those who fail to visit their parents regularly are punished, as are jaywalkers, those who smoke in non-smoking zones, and those who walk a dog without putting it on a lead. Government employees will remove a dog if its leftover food isn't cleared away, and the former dog owner will be banned from having another animal for 5 years. Senior citizens can sue their children if they don't visit regularly. Not sorting your personal waste properly is a sin, as is swearing in public. Spying on your friends, relatives and neighbours will be rewarded. So, for example, reporting friends, relatives and neighbours for using bad language will win you brownie points. All internet data, including searches, is used to compile social credit ratings, and players who cheat in online video games are punished by having their social credit rating reduced. If you spread rumours on the internet, you'll be classified as a bad person. Perhaps that's not such a bad idea. If your apologies for your transgressions are considered insincere, you'll be punished. If you have your PCR tests done regularly, then you'll be rewarded, but if you miss your testing appointments, you'll lose points. If you have the vaccinations you're told to have, then you'll be rewarded, but if you choose not to have a particular vaccination, then you'll lose points. Those who do not pay bills on time will be punished. The taxes and utility bills will be paid automatically with the appropriate sums simply deducted from the citizen's account. If there's insufficient money in the account, the citizen will lose yet more points. Those in debt, for whatever reason, will end up in a downward spiral. 10 years or so ago, I wrote a column, a weekly column, in a large circulation Chinese newspaper. 1 week I wrote a column criticising vaccination. Within hours of the column appearing, I received a note from the editor sacking me from the paper. And within a couple of days after that, I received an email from my Chinese publisher telling me that they were no longer allowed to sell my books, several of which had been long-term bestsellers in China, and I was told that neither they nor any other publisher in China would be allowed to publish any of my books. That's how it works. In 2019, 23 million people in China had been blacklisted from travelling by train or aeroplane because they had low social credit ratings. Many students were prevented from attending schools or universities because their parents had poor scores or because one parent was on a debtors list. Employers are able to consult blacklists before hiring new employees or handing out contracts, and they're encouraged to do so. Highly rated taxpayers get their tax returns processed speedily. Lowly rated individuals have to pay higher insurance premiums. Once someone's on a blacklist in one area of a country, they're likely to be blacklisted in other provinces. And once someone is on a blacklist, it can take 2 to 5 years to be removed. Citizens on blacklists must prove that they've changed their erring ways. In China, everyone now lives in a point-scoring computer game. Citizens who don't adapt their lifestyle to suit the requirements of the government will be severely punished. If a member of a Chinese citizen's family or partner has low scores, then they must avoid them, or their own point score will be reduced. Think about that. The system ensures that the friends and relatives of individuals who behave in a way the state considers unacceptable will lose points from their credit rating. In short, those who do as they're told will be rewarded, and those who disobey will be punished. And remember, individuals who are regarded as bad citizens will be named and shamed on posters, on television, and of course on the internet. The aim of all this is that citizens will be encouraged to behave in an acceptable fashion, and will therefore be constantly aware of their behaviour, constantly aware that if they cross the street when they're not allowed to do so, or park their car where they're not allowed to park, they'll lose points on their credit rating. The Chinese social credit system, upon which the social credit systems being introduced around the world are based, is built upon a network of computers and requires citizens to carry with them and to use smartphones, which are equipped with apps connecting them to a central bureaucracy. Smart TVs, computers, iPads, cell phones and so on all collect data by recording conversations, movements and user activity. Video games use facial recognition software. This is all happening now, in your house. The machinery is watching you. The astonishing thing is that the vast majority of the well-educated classes can't see what's happening. They aren't all conspirators in on the scam, but many have closed their eyes and ears to the truth. So what's all this got to do with me, you might well ask? Surely this Chinese system won't really affect the rest of the world. Well, in September 2020, when most of the population in the UK were still wondering if they dared nip out to the one open local shop to buy a can of beans and wondering if it would be legal to buy a loaf of bread as well, the UK government published something called Evidence and Scenarios for Global Data Systems, the Future of Citizens' Data Systems. The Chinese government had by then been using its social credit system to prioritise its national economy and to take control of its citizens, and the British government, not wanting to be left out but not wanting to terrify a population that had already been systematically lied to and deliberately scared half to death, promised that it would, open quotes, harness data to boost growth and productivity, to improve public services and to inform a new wave of scientific research. That's the sort of promise that sounds wonderful until you think about it. Similar systems to the one that I've described in China are already in action all around the world. For example, New Zealanders who go to Australia, they're entitled to live and work there for life, unless they fail a character test, in which case they'll be deported. The good character test is decided entirely at the discretion of officials. There's also a Parents Next welfare program which provides payments to single mothers, but to qualify for the money, a single mother must show that she's undertaken certain activities with her children, such as taking them to the public library or for swimming lessons. In Italy, the authorities have introduced a smart citizen's wallet. Holders receive digital points to spend or use to obtain discounts for virtuous behaviour, such as enthusiastic recycling. As governments in the West recently declared their enthusiastic support for Ukraine, Ukraine quietly announced that it's the first country to implement the World Economic Forum's Great Reset by setting up a social credit app combining universal basic income, digital ID and a vaccine passport in a single app. In France, within 2 days of his re-election, President Macron introduced a digital identity guarantee so that citizens of France could have a digital ID card complying with the EU's European Digital Identity Package. The vaccine passport gave birth to the ID, digital ID, and this, tied in with the digital currencies produced by central banks, gives the conspirators total control. In Canada, the government has a new advisory group to enforce censorship and to regulate what they decide is harmful content. The government's given itself the sole authority to decide what is disinformation and what can be regarded as a conspiracy theory. In Quebec, a special tax was introduced for those who'd been wise enough not to have the COVID-19 jab. In Vienna, Austria, where the unjabbed were subjected to special lockdowns and there was a push towards no jab, no job, every citizen will be offered an app which will reward good behaviour with Vienna tokens. There's been no official notice of what constitutes good behaviour and what constitutes bad behaviour, but the app will certainly recognise each individual's travel behaviour, whether they travel by foot, bicycle or public transport. The scheme is funded by the European Research Council, which has links to the World Economic Forum. The plan is to turn Vienna into a smart city with data replacing money as the city's currency. The aim is that in future all decisions will be made by artificial intelligence so that there will be no need for elections. In other words, behavioural data will replace democracy. Private property won't be encouraged and will indeed be a luxury. In Germany, citizens have a Schufa score, S-C-H-U-F-A, which is necessary for buying or renting a house or receiving goods on credit. The system tracks each citizen's entire credit history. It's been claimed that someone who lives in a poor area or has low-scoring neighbours will find that their score is lowered. And scores may be lowered if relatives have poor scores. In Russia, the Moscow Times reported that by 2025, 4 out of 5 Russians will have been given a personal development trajectory, a digital file which will contain every achievement in a person's life, the misses, mistakes and big projects. That's in quotes, that's what they said. The aim is to digitalize the Russian economy and to roll out digital technologies nationwide. In Zimbabwe, quote, people who peddle information deemed false by the government face up to 20 years imprisoned, a hefty fine, or both, close quotes. In Thailand, the government warned that, quote, anybody joking about COVID could face up to 5 years prison time, close quotes. In Holland, a Dutch bank links customers' spending habits with their carbon dioxide emissions. Denmark developed a COVID-19 digital passport so that Danish nationals can travel freely around the world. The corollary is those without a passport can't travel freely around the world. A COVID-19 passport, that is. In Ireland, the government has stated that the state shall delimit the right to private property where it is necessary to ensure the common good. If that doesn't make you go cold, nothing will. Iran has introduced digital food rationing based on biometric IDs. In Wales, selected citizens will be given the national average wage. They'll be allowed to keep the money, believed to be around $20,000 a year, on top of anything they earn. But if they don't want to work, they don't have to. This is an absurdly generous version of the universal basic income. India has a program known as the Aadhaar, which means that each resident has a 12-digit number. Each individual has their fingerprints and iris scans stored. The scheme was introduced to check entitlement to welfare programs, but is used for law enforcement purposes. The United States Department of Homeland Security has openly stated that so-called conspiracy theorists and anyone questioning what the government says about COVID is an extremist. And International Monetary Fund researchers have called for internet search history to be tied to credit scores. In the UK, the government, which has given millions of pounds of taxpayers' money to the media to tell lies on its behalf, has a nudge unit officially known as the Behavioural Insight Team of Psychologists, which exists to create fear and shame and promote groupthink. The government advisers regularly pushed for more terror and more fear. Councils now warn homeowners that failing to register to vote can have a negative impact on your credit score. Close quotes. That's what they've done. The UK Digital Identity and Attitudes Trust Framework, part of the nationwide digital ID push, enables citizens to prove their ID using digital methods instead of having to rely on traditional physical documents. In August 2021, the UK government announced that a new app would monitor shopping habits and encourage healthy eating. Supermarket purchases will be assessed by new software, and citizens will be rewarded if they buy healthy foods and punished if they buy foods considered bad for them. The Bank of England is introducing a cryptocurrency which can be controlled so that you can't buy bad stuff. My books, for example. Also in the UK, a major bank called Santander made it virtually impossible to bank online without using a mobile phone. Those who complained, either because they'd got no mobile phone or no signal, were told to visit a branch. But of course, most bank branches have been shut. Government departments in the UK, including HMRC, have introduced fiendishly complicated systems of verification, which are impossible for many to use. It's part of the plan to tie citizens into a sophisticated digital identification program. Life for the good citizens will be just like life in the USSR and China. It'll be like life in a communist state, because it will be. It'll be like life in a giant prison camp. Good citizens who do as they're told will be entitled to buy cheap food, rent cheap apartments, take cheap holidays, and get jobs with light work. They'll be entitled to free education for their children and free medical care too. The good citizens will be given security and shelter in return for their freedom, their independence and their free will. In the now infamous words associated with Schwab and the World Economic Forum, the good citizens will own nothing and will be happy. The plans for the Great Reset are greatly advanced, and the principles of social credit touch every aspect of our lives. For now, they say that all this is voluntary, of course. They promise that you won't be punished if you don't do anything wrong. The first problem is that doing nothing wrong is difficult to define. The second problem is that some people would not regard these schemes as entirely voluntary. It's because of digitalisation that bank branches and GP services are being closed. What's the need for banks or surgery premises when everything can be done online through a constantly monitored computer of some kind? The basic problem with social credit is that we're no longer dealing with an ordinary assessment of what's right and what's wrong, with kindness being right and murder or theft being wrong. We're talking about good and bad being arbitrarily decided by bureaucrats who, for example, will argue that people who sort their rubbish satisfactorily are good, whereas people whose recycling skills are not considered adequate will be bad. The world of social credit gets absolutely everywhere. It's more intrusive and tougher to remove than hogweed. If you live in a house that's bigger than you need, you'll be marked down and your taxes will rise. If you have spare rooms, you'll be punished. If you do a useful job and give money to charity, you'll get extra points. If you criticise the government, then you'll lose points. When you're away from home, the authorities will, of course, know exactly where you are all the time. Indeed, if you behave badly, you won't be allowed to go far from home. If you haven't obeyed all the health regulations, you won't be allowed to travel on public transport, fly anywhere or go abroad. If your social credit rating goes down, you won't be able to borrow money, buy a house or book a decent room in a hotel. If your rating goes down too far, you won't be allowed to go into hospital. And if you get in by accident, they'll slam a do not resuscitate notice around your neck before you can say, "What's that for?" You'll receive bonus points if you live in a tiny, modern, poorly built flat with thin walls and absolutely no privacy, but you'll lose those points if you keep a pet or complain about absolutely anything. If you spend too much on clothes or shoes, your rating will go down and saving money will mark you out as guilty of something or other, and you won't be able to hire a car, get a promotion at work, use a gym or get your children into a decent school. By the way, businesses and companies are all going to be subjected to their own social credit system. If you're a lot of trouble and rude about the authorities, you'll find that your internet speeds will slow to a crawl. And if you have your own business and talk back to council officials, you won't get any help with planning problems or be able to obtain any official government contracts. If you don't dress appropriately when you're out in public or you're spotted crossing the road when the lights are against you, you'll be photographed and your picture displayed on the internet. If you have a row with a neighbour, then your picture will be put on a billboard near your home and you'll be shamed. If you're late with your taxes, you'll be marked down for regular audits, your business will be inspected once a week and your picture will appear on a shame board on the internet, and you'll find it impossible to obtain licences, permits and loans you might need. In recent years, it's become necessary for almost everyone to have a licence before they're allowed to get a job. Taxi drivers and dental hygienists need special licences. In some countries, even hairdressers, dog groomers and beauticians need to buy a licence. The only people who aren't required to have licences or training of any kind are politicians, and they're the only people who really need them. Demanding that workers buy a licence makes them vulnerable. The state, which hands out the licence, can easily take it away if the licence holder has a low social credit rating. In restaurants, the cameras will study your manners and your eating habits and the amount of food you leave on your plate, all likely to damage your social credit rating. Snitches, sneaks, police officers and over-compliant government employees will mark you down for any sin of commission or omission. By now, you probably think I'm making this up, and I wish I were, but I'm not. We're not talking about the far distant future. We're talking about things that are happening now, or about to happen in the very near future. Not having the correct number of children, being overweight, and owning land will result in a loss of social credit points, unless you have a very great deal of land, of course. In the UK, the Office for National Statistics has already claimed that childless women will be a burden on the state because they'll have no one to look after them, so they are going to be punished too. Chronic sickness, mental illness, being old and being disabled will lose you points, as will being arrested, and it doesn't matter whether or not you're found guilty. Having too big a carbon footprint, being middle class, or asking too many questions will all result in a loss of points, as will being too protective of your family. You'll lose social credit points if you cause some identity harm, say something that makes someone feel uncomfortable about who they are, where they're from, or what they look like, or don't say something that causes them to feel good. If you show any microaggression, exhibit white privilege or stir up hatred, you'll be punished. If you behave in a threatening or abusing or insulting manner, you'll be in trouble, as you will if you communicate threatening, abusive or insulting material to another person, or if another person fears that you might threaten them or not like them. In the UK, it's already a crime to take a dog for a walk without a lead if someone who sees you says that they were uncomfortable with the presence of your dog or alarmed by its presence. See my website if you don't believe me. The stuff's on there. Your intention will be irrelevant. The complainant only has to say he was hurt or alarmed or frightened. Writers, actors, film stage directors will be vulnerable if anyone finds any of their material offensive. You probably really do think I'm kidding now, but the police in some areas will now define a crime or incident as hateful based on the perception of the victim and not on the intent of the offender. And naturally, the police and politicians have been encouraging citizens to snitch on those breaking laws. Staring is an offence, of course, which you're going to be very difficult for all those celebrities who like to be stared at. You can get into serious trouble for playing loud music or having trees in your garden. Trees are considered bad because they might interfere with communications and have no practical purposes, though a year or two ago we were told they were essential to save the polar bears. You can get into serious trouble for feeding the birds in your own garden if someone so objects. Eating on public transport, missing a medical appointment, parking in the wrong place, missing a job interview, and jaywalking will all lose you points and make your life more difficult. If you think I've gone mad, you should know that cybersecurity experts have discovered that 32% of adults between 25 and 34 in 21 countries, a total of 10,000 individuals were surveyed, have already had difficulty getting a mortgage or loan because of their social media activity. A fairly scary survey found that two-thirds of individuals are willing to share information about themselves or others to get a shopping discount, while half are willing to do so if it helps them skip queues at airports. One in two individuals say they're happy for the government to monitor everyone's social media behaviour if it means keeping the public safe. Of course, it'll be impossible to find out what your social credit score is, to find out exactly how scores are made up, or to correct any error. Scores will be changed in real time, so you could find a queue, you could join a queue thinking you're entitled to hire a car or board a train, and find when you get to the front of the queue that your rating's changed and you can't do either of those things. Governments, big companies and local authorities are already gathering information about you, from facial recognition cameras, biometric studies at airports, drones, DNA tests taken with those PCR tests, surveillance planes and social media. This is the technocratic state in full flow. Using a silly name or avatar on social media will provide you with absolutely no protection. They know who Stinky Feet of Weymouth really is, and they know the name, address and inside leg measurement of Bum Fluff from Colorado. You can forget about privacy, freedom or rights. You might think that I can't possibly be right about this, but just remember, for decades now I've been making predictions and I've been right. For 2 years I've been making predictions and warnings about COVID and global warming and so on, and everything I've said has been proved absolutely accurate. Even where the videos removed, the whole of YouTube, or the whole of my YouTube channel was removed and all the videos went, but the transcripts are still on my websites. If one person in a family breaks the law, the whole family will be punished. Taking an active part in a religious ceremony will result in punishment. You may, for example, be sent to an education and training centre where the inmates study political propaganda. Every time you give information online, they're storing up information about you, your views, your personality and so on. So far, around 4.5 billion people around the world use the internet, and most have social media accounts. And there are, in truth, so many ways in which your social credit score can be adversely affected. All this is known as social engineering. It's something politicians have been trying to do for many years, since when it works, which it does, it gives them complete control over the opposition. There's no longer any need to worry about opposition or criticism. gives them complete control over the population. There's no longer any need to worry about opposition or criticism. In China, citizens who do good things for the state and for their community are rewarded by having their photographs and names on a local wall. This is exactly what I remember seeing in East Germany in the 1970s. And back then, people vied with one another to please the state and win a place on the wall. If you want to know what sort of society you and your children are going to live in, then look at China now, where what people do, say and think is being constantly monitored. We're moving rapidly into a dystopian digital dictatorship. Good behaviour will be rewarded and bad behaviour punished. But who defines what's good and what's bad? Geo-tracking is a new normal now. Your financial records are combined with your criminal record, academic record, medical record, and shopping patterns. They're keeping an eye on the type of friends you have, the videos you watch, the people you date or marry or meet. This is Big Brother on speed. In the brave new world, those with a low credit score won't be able to move an inch. People who speak out about corruption or who question the propaganda will be punished. If they're fined, then their fine will be higher because they're seen as bad people. And it's all happening already. Computer games are training us for the future. Remember, I'm completely banned in China and indeed in a lot of other countries around the world because I wrote a column for a Chinese newspaper which contained factually accurate information on vaccination. The column was considered unacceptable and all my books in Chinese were instantly removed from sale. Same thing happened in Germany, for example. I leave you with the following fact. There are public loos in China which won't let you in without first checking your face and identifying you. Only when you're approved will the machine dispense the small quantity of loo paper you're allowed. Two sheets if you're a good person. One if you're not. You may be smiling now, but let's see if you're still smiling in 12 months' time. We have to do something. We're fighting the greatest war in history. That's no exaggeration. If you want to know more about what's happening, exactly what social credit means to you, how it will change your life, and what you can do, then please look at my new book called Social Credit, Nightmare on Your Street. It's all in there, and I've only been able to give you a brief précis on this video. There's a link in the box below. There's much we can all do. You must tell everyone you know what's happening. Share this video. Boycott the enemy, prepare for more shortages. Don't download apps. Don't fill in forms on the internet that want information from you. Always pay cash and share this video until the send button wears out. There is hope. Never underestimate the power of a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens to change the world. It's the only thing that ever has. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. Please subscribe to my channel on brand YouTube and spread my videos about on other platforms such as BitChute. Thanks to Mohammed Butt as always. My thanks to everyone who shares my videos. This channel hasn't been monetized. None of my videos ever has been because I don't want ads on my videos. Thanks to Mark at Earth Newspaper too. There are no ads, no sponsors, and no requests for funds on videos or websites. Don't forget to watch my friend Dr. Colin Barron's amazing videos, which are always pertinent and always entertaining. Please visit my own websites, vernoncolman.org and vernoncolman.com. There are free articles and new stuffs added most days. Remember too that I'm banned from all social media for telling the truth and for being right. Anything you see with my name on it on Facebook, Telegram, LinkedIn, Twitter or any of the other social media platforms is fake and should be reported. Finally, though it may feel like it at times, please remember, you're not alone. More and more people are waking up, and once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. We are already a bigger force than the conspirators would have you believe. Over a third of the populations of the United States and the United Kingdom have not had a single COVID jab. If we're going to win this war, then we have to fight hard and with determination and with passion and with the truth. Distrust the government, avoid mass media and fight the lies. And remember, we have God on our side. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.